Today's shiur is Masechet Yoma, Daf Pei Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Mishnah Nashcha Kalev Shaita. We learned in the Mishnah that Rav Masri ben Charash teaches us that if somebody was bitten by a wild dog, he's allowed to take from the liver of the dog on Shabbos, it's a refuah. Chachamim disagree. What is the machloikus between the Chachamim and Rav Masri ben Charash? So the machloikus Rishonim, the machloikus the Rambam and the Rashba, how to understand their machloikus. The Rambam understands that Rav Masri ben Charash says that not only on Shabbos are we permitted to do regular conventional medicine, but even what's called refuah skulis, non-conventional medicine, may be used on Shabbos also. And the Chachamim disagree. And the Rambam says we pass on like the Chachamim, and that's why refuah skulis may not be taken on Shabbos. Whereas the Rashba explains that any refuah is permitted on Shabbos, even if it's a refuah skulis. The Rabbanim will not disagree with that. However, the Rashba says that the only time a refuah skulis may be taken on Shabbos if it's known to be effective. And the Chachamim don't know that this refuah is effective. And Rav Masri ben Charash holds that it is effective. But if it were certainly effective, says the Rashba and the Ramban, then we would be allowed to take the medicine even though it's only refuah skulis. I saw interesting tshuva because it's relevant nowadays. There are people that take homeopathic medicines. And the question is, how are they made? The way they're made is that they take an herb or a mineral is taken. It's diluted in alcohol. And that solution is then turned into a medicine. They could dilute it more than one or two times. But that's the way that medicine is made. And the question is, the alcohol that can be used, maybe wine alcohol, which is obviously not kosher, or there's a question on Pesach, it could be chametzdeg alcohol, that's not allowed to be used on Pesach. So Rav Vozner paskins, again, homeopath medicines are not conventional medicines. He says that for all year round, even though there is a shaila, if the alcohol is a wine alcohol, he says it could be makel, because it may be bottled alcohol, it's a suffix if it's the alcohol, stam yainim is a derabonon, so he's makel for all year round, but for Pesach, he says certainly unless one is certain that the alcohol is not chametz, should not be used. So, says the Gemara, Tanah Rabbanan, Chamisha Dvarim Nemar B'Kelev Shaita, there were five things said about a wild dog, Pif, Pesuach, its mouth is always open, Rirai Noitif, its saliva is comes out of its mouth. Oznov Seruchas, it has long drooping ears. Znovay Munach Ayakevosov, its tail is between its legs. Mahalch Betzid Drachim, it goes on the sides of the road. V'yesh Aymrim Af Noveich Ein Koil Nishma, it what do you call it? Barks and you can't hear when it barks. So there's Chavetz Chaim explains that the Chamisha Dvarim that the Gemara says here regarding Kelv Shaita could also be applied to someone who speaks Lashon Hara. Pipasuch, person who speaks Lashon Hara's mouth is always open. Rirai Noitif, wherever he goes, he leaves a bad influence, because that's what he causes wherever he is just to be Lashon Hara. Oznos Seruchas, his ears are always open to hear Lashon Hara. And this that he has tail between his legs and he goes on the side, is that he's always lurking around to hear what's going on that he can repeat. And yesh oimrim af neveach v'ein koil nishma, that he barks and he's not, and you can't hear. They say it refers to when he doesn't speak the Lashon Hara, but when he writes Lashon Hara, if he writes Lashon Hara in the newspaper or one of these placards, that's neveach v'ein koil nishma. Says the Gemara, my have it, from what does it come? Rav am noshim kashvonius m'sacha kabois, there are women who are dukishiv that play with these dogs. V'shmul am a ruach ra shayr alav, it's affected from a ruach ra. Says the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Says the Gemara, ikt benai lemiktalei bedavar hanizrik. When you kill this dog, are you allowed to touch it or not? If it's a ruach ra, so you're not allowed to touch it. If it's kashvanius, you're allowed to touch it. Tanya kavasa de Shmuel, and the Brisa corroborates Shmuel, kshahagnasa, when this dog is killed, ain't kayagnasa el bedavar hanizrik. You should throw something at it. Says the Gemara, the chayfa, somebody rubs against this dog, mistaken, will be in danger. The nachasle, if somebody's bitten, unless he does what the Gemara will soon describe, mayas, he will die. The chayfa mistaken, somebody rubs against this dog is in danger. Maitakante, what is the cure? Nishlach mane, take off his clothing, venirt, and run away from the spot where he came close to the stork. Says the Gemara, Funa Breder of Yeshua, Chof Bei Chad Minayim B'Shuka, he was touched by one of these dogs in the street, Shalchina L'Manei, he took off his clothing, V'Rot, and he ran away, Am Mekayamti Be'atmi, I was Mekayim, the Pasuk in Kehelis, HaChach Metachai Yabala. By knowing, by coming to the Daf Yom Yishir, knowing what to do, he knew how to save himself. The Nachas Le'Mayis, somebody gets bitten, he could die. Mata Kante, what is the Eitzah? Amar Abaya, Naisei Mashcha the Apa the Dichra, he should take a piece of skin of a male cat. V'nichter Olav, Ano Planya Bapalasa, a Mashcha the Apa Dichra Kesimvaloch. I write these words, Kanti, Kanti, Kaliris, Vamle Kandi, Kandi, Kaliris, Ka, Ka, Hashem Tzavakais, Omein, Omein, Tzela. So the Gra explains, why does he use the word Ka? Not the whole Shem Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. So the Gra explains that in this world we know till Mashiach comes, Ein Hashem Shalom, Ein Kisei Shalom, we don't have the entire power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So it's only half his name, Yudkei. But amidst Hashem, when Mashiach comes, and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shalom, Yudkei Vavkei, in that world, animals will no longer damage human beings. They will no longer harm human beings. So that's why in this world, where we have a world where it's not a perfect world, we have to come up with ways to be cured from animal bites. In Mashiach's world, we won't have to worry about that. The Neshechana Lamani, he should take off his clothing. The Lekarina Bekavri, he should bury it in a cemetery. Atresi Yachashata for 12 months. The Nifkinu, then he should take them out. The Niklinu Betanura, burn them in a furnace. The Nadrina Lekatme Aproshas Drachim, spread out the ashes on a crossroad. During these 12 months, when he drinks water, he should only drink it out of a copper pipe. If he's drinking out of a pool of water, he may see an image of the shade, and he'll be in danger. And the Ramban explains that when a person is sick, thinking about his illness could only cause them to be more sick. So by looking at the image of, by looking into a pool of water, he may think of the image of the stork, and that could only hurt him more. Says the Gemara, Ki ha da abba b'marsa, hu abba b'menyuni, avdala ime gufsa d'hava. His mother made him a gold pipe to which the water should pass through when he drank after he was bit by the stork. Again, the Mefarshim explained, it doesn't have to be a copper pipe, just don't drink the water out of a pool of water. Vadam Ramasya, Ramasya said further that somebody, Choshish Begroina, that he has a problem with his throat, or his teeth will see soon, Matilai Sambatak Pibba Shabbos. He could take medicine on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Choshbis Tavdina, he had this disease, Ozil Gabe Dehimatrinosa. He went to this non-Jewish noblewoman for a cure. Because the halachi is that although there's a question if you're allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor, that's only when there's a concern that he's going to use Avodah Zarah to cure you. When there's no concern, he's a regular doctor, you're allowed to go. Avdalei Milsa Chamsha Umal Shapsa. So she gave him treatments on Thursday and Friday. Amrla, and he asked the B'Shabbos Mai, what should I do on Shabbos? As the Mefarshim explained, on Shabbos he had a lot of Talmidim, and he said, I can't come Shabbos to get treatments. I have to give my Shiurim. Amrla Leitzriches. There's no need for you to come. So he said to Imus Trichnamai, what will be if I need to come? Amalei Ishtabali, swear to me, Deloy Megalis, that you won't reveal what the treatment is, because I don't want people to know the secret. I'll lose my business. Ishtabal al Kadi Israel Megilna. So he swear, I won't tell Hashem. Nafik Darsha Bapirka. And then he went, when he gave the Drasha, he told everybody this secret. So she was angry at him. Vishtabala, he made a shvua, they won't tell. So he said, Lelakal Yisrael Megilna. What did I say? I said, I won't tell God. I didn't tell God. God knows without me. Hala'am Yisrael Megilna, I told people. So, Ask the Gemara, Vika Chil Hashem. There's a Chil Hashem. Yes, he could say, I didn't mean it. But at the bottom line is, she thought that he swore that he's not going to reveal. And now he revealed the secret. There's a Chil Hashem. And the Mefarshim say, look at this Gemara. We're learning the sugyas, we will continue learning the sugyas, that in order for a person's refuah, we're allowed to do anything on Shabbos. We're allowed to do any mitzvah, we're allowed to do anything. But now when it comes to Chil Hashem, if there's a question of Chil Hashem, then better not to do refuah than to Michal Shem Shemayim. And here do we see that Chil Hashem is even for a guy, because she was a guy. So he said, says the Gemara, the Megal LaMeikara. He told her from the beginning that that's what I'm going to do. So the Rama says, if somebody was forced to make a shvuah under duress, and afterwards he tells the person, I didn't mean it, I was done under duress, he has a right to renege. However, the Shach says that we don't pass in that way, and if a person makes a shvuah, even though he was forced to make the shvuah, he should never violate the shvuah. The Rishonim bring down what happened with this woman after the story. So some Rishonim say that she committed suicide. Another Rishonim said that she converted. She said, after I see Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan could have taken the easy way out. Just not tell anybody about the treatment. No, but he cared about other people, and he wanted them to know how to have a refuah. She said, if this is what it means to be a Jew, I want to be part of those people. My Avdalei, what is the treatment? Amar Vach Breder of Ami, Mesor, yeast water, Shemzais, olive oil, Umalach, salt. Rav Yirmiyam Mesor, Gufe, yeast, not just yeast, not yeast water, Shemzais, olive oil, Umalach, and salt. Rav Asham, Mishcha, the gat for the Azva, oil from a goose. Amar Baya, and no Avdel Kula. I tried all these treatments, V'loi Yitzoy, that didn't work, Ad Amle Hutaya, until this Arab merchant told me, Isa Kashisa de Zesa, bring pits of an olive, the Mola Tilsa, that didn't grow a third, the Kalina Beniru, and heat them up in fire, Amora Chadata, on a new shovel, the Edbek Bechachi Dori, and put it on the bottom, on your bottom row of teeth and gum. Of the Hachi, he did this, Vitzoi, and he had a refuah. Asked the Gemara, my Hava, what causes this disease? Says the Gemara, Mecham Mechami Dechita, from very hot bread. And the Mefarshim say that although it says that a Matzah Shabbos you're supposed to eat something hot, so they say this is not Mlav Malka food, this is during the week food, or it was very hot, or Meshuri Karsa Dehasana, or from leftover fried fish. Oma Simone, what is the, how do you know if somebody has Nebuch this disease? Kadrami midi bekochi, if he puts anything on his dom, on his gums, v'osa dom emibedori, and the gums bleed. So the Shevet Alevi says, that doesn't mean that nowadays, if somebody unfortunately has gum disease, that means that he has, that he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos. The gum disease that the Gemara referring to here is a gum disease that was a symptom of a more serious internal defect. Gum disease nowadays doesn't necessarily prove a more serious defect. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, ki chosh b'savdina, when he was affected with this illness, ovet hachi b'shabsa, he did this in Shabbos for itzi, and he had a refuah. Asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, ovet hachi, how did he do this? Some say, how do you take this refuah on Shabbos? Amar, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Shani Tzavtina, hoy lamascha b'peh, v'gom b'nei me'ayim. Since this is a disease that is shown in the mouth, but it shows an internal defect, so it's Yilad b'michal Shabbos. And just to speak for a moment, the halacha is, Mishnah Berurah says, that any disease that is affecting an internal organ is considered a disease that you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for. The only thing that the Poskim explain is this 2 points when understanding that. He says, for example, if somebody, Rechamon Tzlan, has bronchitis, bronchitis itself may not be such a serious disease, but if left untreated, it can affect the lungs. Therefore, bronchitis would be a disease that you could treat on Shabbos. However, the Mepharshim say, let's say somebody has a disease that doesn't normally affect the internal organs. But because the person, if he won't be treated, can become weak, and once he's weak, then he can become, and that's matziv, that is not considered a disease that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for. Amar le Rav Chiba Abel Rav Yochanan, Kaman, according to you, according to whom do you hold that this is such a serious disease? It's like Ramasi Mecharish, that taught us in the Mishnah, Hachosh Bapiv, Matil Lev Sam B'Shabbos. Amalei, but the Rabbanim disagree. So why are you following Ramasi Mecharish, not Rabbanim? So he says, Shani Oim B'Zu V'Lei Becheris. I hold that where did the Rabbanim disagree with Ramasi Mecharish? Only regarding what we began this year with, that somebody was bitten by a wild dog. But regarding this disease, the Rabbanan agree with Ramasi Mecharish that this is a serious disease that may be treated in the Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Messiah, perhaps that's a proof that indeed the Rabbanan agree that this is a serious disease. Because it says, Misha Achsa Yarkin, somebody is affected by Yarkin, that's when he becomes yellow. Machilan Sebasa Chamor, may eat donkey meat, not kosher. Misha Nashka Kalev Shaita, some is bitten by a dog, Mechilin Sayyid Mekhatsu Kavit Shalai, eats from its liver. Vachosh Befeb, Mechilin Lai Sam Bishabis, Diver Amasi Mecharish. Vachomran Be'el Embehem Mishim Refuah. In some of these things, there is no issue. Be'el Lamutimai, where are the Rabbanan disagreeing? Lav Lamuti Sam, that they agree that a medicine for Tzavdina may be administered in Shabbos. Says, well, no, that's not where they necessarily agreeing with Ramasi Mecharish. Lamuti makizim dam lasarniki. That Ramasi Mecharish says that you're allowed to let blood. That was a very common treatment that they used to do because they felt that the blood carried the disease, so they used to let blood. That they agree that if somebody is affected with sarniki, can let his blood out on Shabbos. But maybe regarding tzavdina, they don't agree. Hachanam mistabra. And perhaps we'll bring a proof to that. The Tanya Shlosh Dvar Amar Bishmul Bar Yosi, Shasham Rishon Ramasi B'Charish. Mekiz Adam L'Sornaki B'Shabbos. We'll let out blood for this disease. Mi Shanosh Kekalav Shoyta got bitten by the wild dog, Mechil Arsa Mechatsa Kavishaloi, can be fed from its liver. V'Choshi B'Fiv, Matim Lai Sam B'Shabbos could take this medicine. V'Chom Aymrim, Be'elu Ein Be'em Mishim Refuah. These things aren't a refuah. Be'elu, what do Rabbanim mean? Leil mutamai, my love, atata besreisa. That they don't agree with Ramasi Mecharish regarding the tooth, the tzavdina issue, or regarding the person who's bitten by a dog. But they do agree with him regarding sarniki. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe latati the reisha. Maybe they don't agree with him regarding sarniki, and they don't agree with him regarding a dog. Ulamuta the seifa, but they do agree with him regarding the teeth. So we don't have any clear proof where the Rabbanan agree with Ramasi Mecharish or where they disagree. Toshma, so now the Gemara brings a brisa. The Tani Rav Bashmul, or Bashariha, as we learned in the Mishnah, if a pregnant woman smells, Mechilan Soy Achatosh of Nafsha. If it's Yom Kippur, we're allowed to give it to eat until she is relieved. Or if it's something non-kosher, we're allowed to give it to her until she's relieved. Somebody who's bitten by a wild dog can be fed from its liver. Can take the medicine. That's Ramasi Mecharish's position. We agree with him in certain cases, not other. Regarding which case are the Rabbanan agreeing with Ramasi Mecharish? Ilema Ubra, is it that they're saying that we agree with you regarding the pregnant woman that she's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur or the other examples? Pshita. That's obvious. Ubra mi ikal manda omadaloi. Is there anybody that can argue that a pregnant woman shouldn't be taken care of? We don't need the Rabbanan to tell us that we agree with Ramasi Mecharish regarding that. Regarding the dog, we know that they disagree. It must be that where do they agree? Asam. That they agree that you're allowed to take medicine for somebody who has tzavdina. Shmamina. So it's a very clear proof. Rav Ashi Omer, Masnisa Namideka. I can prove to you from our Mishnah that Rabbonin agree with Ramasi Mecharish regarding tzavdina. Because let's learn our Mishnah again. The Mishnah said that pay Gimel Amar Aleph. First the Mishnah quoted the Machloikis between Ramasi Mecharish and the Chachamim regarding somebody who was bitten by a wild dog. And then the Mishnah says, V'oid Amar Ramashi Mecharish, another din. Hachoshi Begroina, this Tzavdina, Matil Ma'itzev Tzam B'tach Pei B'Shabbos, could take the medicine. Because it says, V'oid Amar Ramashi Mecharish, Hachoshi Befiv Matil Ma'itzev Tzam B'Shabbos. We don't see in our Mishnah and the Rabbanah disagree with this Psak. Now, if the Rabbanan not only disagreed with Ramasi Mecharish regarding the wild dog, but they also disagreed with him regarding Achoshish Begroinoi, Vim Isa the Pligi Rabbanan Lei, the Rabbanan disagreed with Ramasi Mecharish regarding both Dinim that he said in our Mishnah, Levina Velisininu, Velifilgu Rabbanan Beseifa. What should have done is, the Mishnah should have said Ramasi Mecharish allows somebody to eat from the liver of a dog if he's bitten by a dog. Ramasi Mecharish allows somebody to take medicine if he's Choshish Begroinoi. And then the Rabbanan should say, we don't agree. That's not what the Mishnah says. We only find them disagreeing regarding the dog. Shmamina, that they only disagree regarding the dog, but regarding Tzavtina, they agree that that is a medicine, that is a situation that can be treated on Shabbos. Because we learned in the Mishnah, Menei Shesofik Nefashesu. So the Gemara asks, Lamali Lamisni, why does the Mishnah have to repeat Lamali Sulamei Mekal Sofik Nefashes Doichel Shabbos? We already learned that Sofik Nefashes is Doichel Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? Amrav Yimri Amr Rav, Loi Sofik Shabbos Zubavad, not only for one Shabbos, Amru Ela Filu Sofik Shabbos Acheres, even for another Shabbos. What does that mean? Heichidami, Kigoyin Dem Duo Letamne Yoimi. That let's say he was assessed that he has to take treatments for 8 days. He has to take medicine for 8 days. So the first day he was evaluated was Shabbos. He was diagnosed on Shabbos. So if he starts on Shabbos, he'll end up taking medicine on two Shabbosos. V'yoyim Kama Shabbos. Madatei Melekev Ad L'Urta. Maybe he should wait till Matzah Shabbos. Kehecha D'Neilecha L'Etrei Shabbosos. That he shouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos twice. Kamash Malon, take the medicine right away. If it's a Chol Shesh B'Sakana, don't start with these Cheshbonos. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The Rishash is very troubled with this approach. The Rishash says, what is exactly the situation? If the person needs to take the medicine, so of course he has to take the medicine. He shouldn't wait till Matzah Shabbos. And if he doesn't need to take the medicine, if he could pack away till Matzah Shabbos, so why is he allowed to take it on Shabbos? So he says a very interesting psak, very interesting pshat, which has also a lot of relevance l'aloch l'maisa. He says, let's say you have a patient that is now well, is allowed to, is taking medicine on Shabbos. So now it's Shabbos morning. He doesn't have to take the medicine Shabbos morning. He could take the medicine in the afternoon. And therefore, maybe, who knows what will happen today afternoon. Says the Rishash, that the Gemara is telling us, that if you have to take the medicine, you could take it, and you don't have to postpone it to the last minute. Even if it means, he explains in the Gemara, that you may end up taking the medicine twice in one day. If you would have postponed taking the medicine till the afternoon, then maybe if you'll need the medicine again, the next time will already be Matzoy Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying you don't have to take that into consideration. If you're supposed to take the medicine, even if it may end up involving more Chil Shabbos. And I saw the Shaila is relevant la'loch l'maisa in the following situation. Let's say somebody, Rahman al-Tzlan, is on oxygen. So when the oxygen tank is empty, it has to be changed, which could involve Chil Shabbos. So the Shaila is, do you have to wait to change the tank only when there's essentially no oxygen or very little oxygen left? Or could you change the tank earlier in the day when there's still a decent amount of oxygen left in the tank? Ramosh is not clear if it's mutter. But I saw from Netziv and from Rav Yoshev that they clearly say that if you have a patient in such a situation, you don't have to wait for the last minute. Whatever has to be done may be done. Continues the Gemara. Tanya mehachi, mechamin choyla, chamin lechoyla, b'Shabbos, we're allowed to warm up water for a choyla, bein lashkoisoi, whether it's something that's actually part of his medical treatment or just to make him stronger. Not just for this week, even for the next week. We don't try to postpone it. We immediately warm it up. Not only for this week, we do what has to be done. So there's a, most mafarshim explain that washing with warm water is not an essential treatment. It only is helpful. And the Gemara is teaching us that even a non-essential treatment, if it helps the chayla, may be done on Shabbos. But others use this Gemara to corroborate what the Magen Mishnah says. There's a very interesting Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says that when you have a person, Mishnah Berurah quotes him in the Bi'ur Halacha, in Simen Shin Chaf Ches, he says, if you have a person, Zechayla Yesh Be'Sakana. So if you have a person, Nebuch, in the hospital, who's very ill, you can't necessarily say that every single treatment or every single thing that they do for him on Shabbos is something that he needs to be done. If you have somebody who, let's say, Rahman Salon had a heart attack. So taking his temperature, I don't know if it's necessary, I'm not a doctor, or taking the blood pressure for all patients may not necessarily be needed, that anybody could say that it's on medical basis required to be done like they do in the hospitals every couple of hours. Says the Magen Mishnah that once you have a person who's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, you could treat him the exact same way as you treat him during the week. You don't have to start on every treatment thinking, does he need this? Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? If it's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, treat him as you would during the week. They say that's pshat in this Gemara. Certainly, to give him the refuah, to give him the medicine, is permitted on Shabbos. But lavroisai, to wash him in warm water, it's not necessarily required for chayla sheyesh b'sakana. The Gemara is teaching that once we rachmanu l'tzlan have a person in that status, we could do everything. Ve'nois in dvar malalu, these things should not be done lo yedei nachrim. We should not ask Goyim or Kutim to do it. Through Gedolei Yisrael. Why not through Nachrim or Kutim? So Pasha Pshat is because we're concerned that they're not going to treat it with the proper seriousness. There's a tshuva from Ramosha. It's interesting. There are two tshuvas from Ramosha Feinstein that he wrote to Hatzolah about the same Shaila. He was asked on Shabbos, who should drive the ambulance of Hatzolah? So in his first tshuva, in Archaim Chelik Dalid, he says you should take a Goyish driver. Because driving the ambulance involves a lot of Chil Shabbos. And once you get to the hospital, you have no right to drive the ambulance. You got to the hospital, so parking it involves all sorts of different shaylas. So he said, the easiest way out is to get a Goyish driver. In Chelik Chay, he retracts that on that tshuva. Chelik Hay says that it's based on this Gemara, and I guess it's based on what he was told. Certainly when we're dealing with a patient, we shouldn't start any of these considerations, and a Hatzalah member should be the one to drive. That's also where he starts to discuss, should a guy come along to drive the ambulance back? So he is not clear what should be done. Is it required that you have a guy bring the Hatzalah ambulance back? So that's Pasha Pshat, that a Jew will give it more of a seriousness. Another Pshat is that we are concerned that let's say we'll have a person who's sick. And if we're only looking for a guy to take care of him, so this time there may be a guy available. But next time there won't be a guy available. And this patient knows that only a guy is allowed to treat him, which is not true. A Jew is allowed to treat him. So in order to avoid that error, always use a Jew. And now the Gemara goes further. Ela yidei gdoilei Yisrael. So it's machlokes rishonim how to explain a yidei gdoilei Yisrael. Most rishonim say it has to be a gadol, not a cotton. Again, don't use a cotton because it sends the wrong message. That if you're using a cotton, that you should try to not be Michal Shabbos, and only use Yisrael. Others say, G'dayli Yisrael mean exactly what it says. That G'dayli Yisrael means that the leaders of Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Hatzolus Nefoshes, who should be the people taking the lead in saving lives? It should be the greatest people from our community. Vein Oimrim, we do not say Yasid Dvar Malolu, Loi Alpi Noshim, Loi Alpi Kutim, we don't, not women, not Kutim, El Mitztafim L'Das Acheres. So there's a lot of Pshotim, what does Mitztafim L'Das Acheres mean? Rashi says, Mitztafim L'Das Acheres, that if we're going to have a vote, so women vote count in determining the person's status. That's how Rashi learns. Most Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say that women certainly have what to say in terms of matters of medicine. They say in ancient times, all childbirth was done strictly through women. So you're going to say that a man is more familiar with a woman in labor situation than a man? Again, they say lo yedei noshim means that we don't want either to send the wrong message, that we're looking for a woman, or we don't want that you know, we don't want an adult male to do it, or lo yedei noshim perhaps means that we're concerned that they may not take it seriously enough. And why wouldn't they take it seriously enough? Because they'll say, why you want me to do the Chil Shabbos? You can't do the Chil Shabbos. That's why we use women with no shayla. There's an interesting machlokes, Rama and Taz. The Rama says that if the patient can be treated without any delay and in no less of a manner by using a guy or by using a child or by doing what you have, the treatment with a shinui, so it shouldn't be a derais, it should be a drabonon, that's what should be done. That's what Rama says. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that as our Gemara says, don't start being a Talmud Chacham when it comes to Tzolos Nefoshes. An adult Jewish male should immediately jump to it without asking any shailos. And it seems from the Mishnah Berurah leans towards the position of the Taz. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody is faced with a shaila of Sakonis Nefoshes on Shabbos, so the Yerushalmi uses the following words: Hashoyel Hareza Shoifech Damim, Vanishol Hareza Meguna. The person asking the question is a murderer, and the person of whom the question is asked, Meguna means it's very not nice. What's Pshat? Hashoyel means now you have a person who's Sakonis Nefoshes. It's not time to start asking Shailas. It's the time to take action and take care of the ill person. Vanishol means that you're the rov of the community, that people are asking you shailos. Obviously, you did not teach your community to deal with sakonis nefashos and Shabbos. So if you are such a rabbi who didn't teach your community how important tzolos nefashos is, meguna, you're not doing your job properly. Tanu rabbanan, mefachim b'kuch nefesh b'Shabbos. You allow to do everything for kuch nefesh b'Shabbos. Zoris zereiz meshubach. You don't have to ask questions, just do. Haketzah, ra tainik shenafel yam. You see a child fall into the ocean, parish mitzida, you put out a trap, a net, umaleyu avazaros areza meshubach, vein tzarech litl shus mebezdin. You don't have to ask questions. Vavgav de kotzayit kavri. Even though as you pull up the net, you catch fish. There's a machlokes rishonim. If, when you put out the net, and you get fish, so the Gemara says it's mutter. Does that mean only because the fish came up together with the child? But if you had intention while you're saving the child also to do some fishing, that would already be Chil Shabbos. Or perhaps, and this is where most Rishonim learn, that once you're doing something for Tzolos Nefoshes, even though at the same time you had the intention to do something wrong, it's still permissible. Where would be a problem, however? Let's say you intend to save the child and to fish, but you get the fish and you don't get the child. So you may end up with a shayla for Chil Shabbos. Another case. Ra tinik shenafel bar. You saw a child fall into a pit. You're allowed to pick up a piece of sand to raise the child, to make it easy for the child to come out of the pit. Even though you're fixing the pit, now there's an easy entrance and exit from the pit. Rosh nilah dealt with Natinik. If you saw the door was shut for the child, Shoivroy, you're allowed to break the door, or Metzio and take out the child. If I raise a, well, I was also raising a Meshubach, Ben Tzach Litva Shusmi Bezdin. Vav Gav, the Miskav and Litva Beshifi. Even though when you're breaking the door, you intend to use the wood. Mechaber Mavsikim if Neid Leke B'Shabbos. You're allowed to stop a fire from spreading, or you're also allowed to extinguish a fire. Vazaris versus areas of Meshubach, Ben Tzach Litva Shusmi Bezdin. Vav Gav, Domekamekachi Kuti. Even though while you're doing this, you're also making coals. So you'll be able to have coals for your barbecue for Matzah Shabbos. Says the Gemara, v'tzrichi. Why did the Gemara have to give all these examples? They're all the same concept, that you're allowed to do whatever you have to do for Atzolos Nefoshes, even if at the end you have some Chil Shabbos involved. The Ashmini Yam, if you would say that you're allowed to do whatever it takes when a child is drowning, Chas V'Sholem, v'shem da hachi ozalei. If you won't take immediate action, the child may be washed away. Chas v'shalom. Av bar de kayosef, in a pit. There's nobody going anywhere. Eim eloi, perhaps you shouldn't be allowed to be mechal shabbos, tzricha. V'yesh min bar m'shum de kamavis. If a child is sitting in a pit that he can't get out, he's very frightened. That's why I'm allowed to be mechal shabbos. Avol nil delos, if the door is just closed on him. Efsh de yos b'hai gisa, umash b'shalei b'am guzi, just sit on the other side of the door and soothe him. That's why tzricha. The Gemara said, "Mechabrim mafsekin," that you're allowed to extinguish the fire and also stop the fire. So the Gemara lomeli, what was the chiddush in this? The afil chotza cheres, even if the fire is not in the chotzer where you are or where there are people, it's in a different chotzer. But since there's a concern that chas v'sholem this fire may spread, and it'll enter into a chotzer with a people who won't be able to escape. So you're allowed to already extinguish the fire even before it got to that chotzer. So Tosfos asks, if the Braisa is teaching us the mechabin, that you're allowed to extinguish a fire, certainly mafsikim. Mafsikim means that you're just allowed to put up pails of water. So if the fire hits those pails, the pails will make the fire go out. There's no direct malacha doing that, because it's only a gram kibui. So why do I have to say mafsikin if we already learned mechabin? So Taisa says that sometimes in mafsikin there's more malacha involved than a mechabin, because you have to bring the barrels, you have to fill them up, and the Braisa is teaching us that all the malachas that are involved in causing mafsikin are mutter and Shabbos l'tzayrich hatzolus nefashos Yisrael.